Chazar starts right after I finish Shir Dvar. That second, Meis Leis, within the 7 days. All right, Chevra. Yesterday, we discussed a Moiridika Machloikis between the Ramban and the Baal HaMor, how to learn the backdrop and the framework of the Sugya and Erevin, which will have tremendous, tremendous implications. Is a person allowed to go to medical school? If they say, what do you mean, Rabbi, we need doctors, we have to have pekuach nefesh. So there's a loaded statement. There's a loaded statement about who you're taking care of. A lot of I don't wanna get too sidetracked, everybody said, but there's a lot of sugyas that connect to this about, you know, who are you healing? Are there Jews or they're not Jews? Might be difference between Eretz Israel and America. And then in America also, the arguments people use is that you're not going to have doctors for Goyim, so then they're not going to heal the Jews. So indirectly, there might be Pekuach Nefesh. So these are very, very complicated sugyas and have a lot of severity on the line, meaning we're talking about potential real Chilul Shabbos. But before you get to any of the discussions of on the fly, once you're a doctor, once you're actually in the process of healing and who you're healing, the question really fundamentally is, can I go to medical school? Can I go to medical school knowing that I'm not going to be in a Shomer Shabbos residency? So what am I doing exactly, Rabbi Yisai, if I would want to put this into Lamdisha terms? So fundamentally, I might be getting myself involved in a lechatchila situation of putting myself into pikuach nefesh lechatchila. Am I allowed to do that? Are there any heterim for this? What's the story with that? Who do we paskin like, the Ramban and the Baal HaMor? That might be very relevant. So yesterday we were analyzing this machloikis between the Ramban, who defends the shita of the Rif, and the Baal HaMor, that would hold that even if it's ishtapik hamimei for achra mila, before the mila, ein lecha mitzvah el l'shaito, and you have the ability to do what you need to do right now, even though you're going to set up l'chatchila matzav pikuach nefesh, that is not prohibited. Whereas the Baal HaMor said that that's absolutely not true, and the Baal HaMor said a person is not able to set up a matzav of pikuach nefesh. What are you putting on the watch? I have 6 hours.
That's what I told you.
Do you have pikuach nefesh? You have matzav of pikuach nefesh. You're setting up l'chatchila. So is that a problem? Is that not a problem? The Shaila is, Rabbi said, this really gets into another sugya. And that's the sugya earlier in Shabbos about going on a cruise, going on a ship. Ein mafligin b'svina samach l'shabbos. So what does the Gemara say, Rabbi Yisai? You're not allowed to get on the svina, right? Within how many days of Shabbos?
Three.
Within 3 days of Shabbos. But if it's prior, so then there's no problem. The problem is, Rabbi Yisai, the Gemara doesn't tell us what's that based off of. What is the issue with getting on a svina close to Shabbos that is not going to be an issue if it's earlier than Wednesday, and is going to be an issue if it's after Wednesday? So there are different interpretations. I think there are like 6 or 7 shitas in the Rishonim how to understand this Gemara. What's the problem with the ship? So some understand that it's a tchum issue, that you're going to be yoytzei chutz l'tchum, and we're worried that that you're going to violate tchumin, which gets into the details of Tchumin, what the story with the ship is, if the ship is sailing above 10 Tfachim from the ground, is there going to be a Tchumin issue? Not so clear from the Gemara and Erevin like that. Could be in the air or on a ship. As long as it's not close to the surface level of the ground, there might not be a Tchum issue when it's higher than 10 Tfachim. But maybe you could be on a ship that's going to partly be shallow, and it's going to be under 10. Even if you're not, and you're higher up, disembarking the ship, right? Once you're on the ground, you're going to have a tchum issue, and you have to be careful about that. So some of the Rishonim explain like that. Other Rishonim explain, no, it's just a situation of Amir al-Hakam. You know, a guy is going to be driving a ship for you, that's going to be potentially a big problem. Now, that might not be a problem if the guy is doing all this activity for Rov Goyim on the cruise. So that might not be Amir al-Hakam anymore, depending on if it's a kosher cruise, if it's not a kosher cruise, if it's majority Jews. So that gets into a lot of the discussions in Amir al-Hakam, who is the guy doing this work for. The Gemara does talk about a situation where a guy is doing it for Rov Hakam, and even then I have the ability to benefit from that malacha because it's not for me. Yeah.
What? Can we tie in there as pikuach nefesh?
To go on a cruise?
I know that
you got messed up priorities. Yeah, what? No.
On Shabbos, meaning if you went on a cruise and now, like before.
No, Shabbos. The Gemara is talking about going on the cruise. Don't go on the cruise. Don't go on the ship.
You said 3 days before.
Yeah.
You said it comes into question about if the captain is a goy and if he's driving for you.
That's what I'm saying. Some Rishonim say it might be Amir al-Hakam.
And I'm saying, but in that case, why wouldn't it be pikuach nefesh? Meaning, because if nobody was driving the boat, then perhaps you'd like, what's going
to
happen?
Why? There's no pikuach nefesh for me to go on a boat. Don't go on a boat.
Once
you're on it.
That's not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, ain't my fleeing.
Why would it be. Wait,
don't go on the ship.
That's. Okay, I'm going on the boat on Monday. And I'm staying on it through Shabbos. That's not what I'm already on the boat.
So the Gemara is saying, close to Shabbos, don't do that.
And I'm saying I went on a Monday, though.
Yeah.
You're saying get off. The Gemara is telling me from this, you can imagine that you should get off on Wednesday.
No. In a Hanami, in such a situation, so.
Okay, so now I'm saying.
You're asking why, if it's Amir al-Hakam, why wouldn't you still have a problem?
To those Rishonim, it shouldn't be Amir al-Hakam. Why? Because if nobody's driving the boat, then perhaps it's Sakana Nefashos. Somebody has to be driving the boat.
So shift your question. Just say, once you hold it to Amir al-Hakam, you should never be able to go on a boat.
No, saying that it's not
a situation that you're still on there on Shabbos, it makes no difference when you
get. Right, I think the Pashup Shah and the Gemara is that the assumption was you were not going to be there on Shabbos.
I was just saying the Amir al-Hakam, if you're paying for it and you're going before Shabbos, how does the Amir al-Hakam, I feel like Amir al-Hakam is only like when you go on it on Shabbos.
Why?
I thought if you tell someone before Shabbos, it'd be much better. If you tell Goyda.
Well, that's not what we learned. Shlichus, yeah.
So we're about to pay something.
It's usher. Paying? No. I'm not saying paying before Shabbos. They're carrying out your shlichus. It's usher. There's two reasons why Amir al-Hakam was usher. So Rashi says because of shlichus and because of Dabra Dover. So that could be even from before Shabbos. Yeah.
Didn't we say the other day about if there's like a janitor in the shul, then like he's able to do something for the whole. For the whole shul, because like it's for the
klal
or something like that.
Rav Meisha has a kula l'tzarich rabin by specifically a shul.
Yeah, because I was going to say then if the whole place was Jewish, then couldn't you say the same thing?
No, because Rav Meisha is specifically a chiddush l'gabei a shul. I don't think that there's no tzarich rabin here. Like, why are you going on? You don't need to.
For the Amir al-Hakam, like interpretation, why 3 days? Voyages were really long.
So there's obviously something connected to 3 days that it's, I guess, I have to look back at the Rishonim. I'm trying to remember who says, I think the Ramban is the one who said this shot. I think he says that it's you're already, I didn't put this on the Marim HaKoymus. This is the sheet of the Muhammad. No, that's the Baal Mor. We're not up to there yet. But the Ramban says,
isn't it more again? From
No, that's true, but in theory you would have a Amir al-Hakam if you knew you were gonna be on the ship from beforehand also, right? Let's say you're right.
What?
Okay, I have to find this Ramban for you guys.
You don't plan to get off the boat before Shabbos? Is it on the boat on Shabbos?
So I thought that that was the chiluk according to these Rishonim, that if it's close to Shabbos, then you're probably not going to get off, and then you're going to violate a mirlach. But beforehand, so the Gemara was saying, if you're going to violate a mirlach, then you can't go on a cruise unless you're going to get out of the boat.
You can never get a.
You can be on a boat on Shabbos, yeah. Yeah. There's no violation. What's the issue? If it's not a mirlach, so what would be the issue?
How would it not be a mirlach?
Because I just said, rov goyim.
Are you allowed to be in a car on Shabbos?
The kosher cruise, sir.
Are you allowed to be in a car on Shabbos?
Like an RV.
You're saying you're not driving.
Or
if someone's driving
not,
the car.
It's not clear what the violation would be. If you don't have a Mira Lahakum and you're not doing anything, so what's the point?
There's no problem with Tum. If the boat is moving, can the boat be moving or no?
Tum, that was the first option I said. Meaning, Tum would depend on the situation of the water.
So
let's say you have water that you know for sure you're Lamal Miyasara. But let's say for that matter you're on a plane. So you know you're Lamal Miyasara, right?
Yeah.
Problem with being on a plane on Shabbos is probably not to be on the plane. Unless you hold, there is a Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer thinks to ride on a train is Ugdin Dechol. He thinks that it's not appropriate. I wrote an article on this about people who were flying back from Eretz Yisrael, those that were keeping one day Yontif, you know, who had a psak to keep one day Yontif, so they wanted to take flights back on Matzah Yontif. And I discussed this in the article, and there it's a little bit more complicated because you're flying into Chutzlars. So you're flying into Yontif. So what is the issue? What am I doing wrong? I'm on a plane. So, you know, in theory, one could make the argument that I'm going to be up in the air. I didn't violate Tchumen in the air. I landed. I'll stay in the airport to not violate Tchumen. And then, could I take the flight back? So you'll stay, whatever. Let's say you would land on Yantiv Sheni for a few different days. You have to make sure that you don't do any malacha on Yantiv Sheni. And then you're not going to go home because you're not going to want to be Yotzei Chutzal Tchum, let's say. If there's a tchum issue, maybe there's no tchum issue, but you can't go in a car. You can't drive a car. So the issue was also maybe just uvna dechol. It's not appropriate for yontif. You're probably going to get yourself into some prohibited activities by being on a Shabbos. Definitely not yontif and Shabbos day to be on a plane. But technically, the fact that you're riding, it's not necessarily so clear. Rav Schechter quotes from Rav Yitzchok Shmelkish from the Beis Yitzchok, that Chazal said that you're not allowed to ride an animal on Shabbos. So what's the reason you're not allowed to ride an animal on Shabbos? Anyone know why? The Gemara in Beitza? No. You might break off a branch and you might in order to whip the animal. It's the Gzeir Shamiyala V'Yitlosh that you're going to break off a branch. So therefore they assert all Rechiva on an animal. So the Rabbi Yitzchok Shmelkish, the Beis Yitzchok thought that included in that is any Rechiva, is any riding, kind of like what Jonah was saying. You're not allowed to be on a locomotive on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and therefore you can't be on a train. You can't take a subway, even if you wouldn't pay, even if you wouldn't charge it. That there's an Isser, Chazal, when they assert riding on animals, they assert all rechiva. They assert all riding.
You wouldn't break out a stick to look
at this. But once Chazal made a gzeira, so then you make a low plug that they assert all rechiva. They assert you to ride on anything.
Why would you do that?
So why would Chazal do that?
So why would we read that Xera into the car?
That's just the nature of whenever they make, right, let's say half of the Xeras of Chazal, they're not necessarily, Chashash is not necessarily.
It's not saying that we're going
to. No, we're not going to do it. No, it's just once they assert it. Exactly. When they formulated it, they assert it all types of writing. So that's a Chiddush of Rav Yitzchok Shmelkish, which I think Rav Schechter might hold with it. But it's a debate amongst the poskim. But Lamaisa, Rabbeisa, what I want to get to is the Sheet of the Baal Amor. The Sheet of the Baal Amor says that the reason why it's usher for you to go on to the ship before Shabbos is because the following. The Baal Amor says, Gemara says when you're going to get on the ship, you're going to get on the ship, and it's very close to Shabbos. It's within the few days of Shabbos, right? So says the Baal Amor, you're gonna have motion sickness. We know this, that people, when they initially get onto any locomotive, right, if they're very sensitive, especially with seasickness, it takes time to get used to it. It takes time to get comfortable with the motion, and then a person has the ability to cruise, no pun intended, on the ship, and could become more comfortable. So the Baal Mor says, that's the reason Samach L'Shabbos that Chazal say in Mafligin Misfina. Chazal say in Mafligin Misfina, close to Shabbos. Where is this?
Isn't that the red
flag? I missed out the Shitas.
Yeah, I don't know. We did not follow any of
that. That was later on the red.
I'm sorry. So where? What daf are we on in that period?
Zayin Amud Aleph on the bottom.
Zayin Amud Aleph on that period. Okay, Zok the Baal Mor. Oh. How does Rabban aim at flicking machine and pachs bishos yam koid the shabbes perish arif bilchos besvina kaisheshes vachka chazabo betshuva perish taima shum bitol onik shabbes. You're right. That was the riff. The riff said that what I just said. I misquoted. The riff said the reason is because of bitol oneg shabbes.
What did he mean by gosheshes?
Huh?
What could he possibly mean by gosheshes?
The riff?
Yeah.
Means that it's close to the ground.
It's like we said, it's on the ground.
So that's the shita of Tchumen. That was the shita that I quoted. He's quoting Yesh Misha Perish that it's dependent on the height and whether or not there's going to be a Tchum issue. Because if you're Lamal Miyasar, you don't have an issue of Tchum. So comes along the Baal Mor by Yisai and says, V'li nira tamacher. I think that the entire Gemara is based on another inyan. Kvasha Amru, in Tzaren ala Araya shel Nachrin, the Kulu Makum Sakonahu, Chol shlosha yomim koidrim Shabbos, kame shabosa, mikre. There's a halacha, everybody, so we have this legabe havdalah. When's the last time you're allowed to make havdalah?
Tuesday,
which means the first few days of the week are still connected to last Shabbos. And memela, the next few days from Wednesday on, have the hemshich to the new Shabbos, or kame shabosa. There's a halois of those days called kame shabosa. Venira, and it's as if your masa litchis is a Shabbos, neisha ein davar shayim ipnei pikuach nefesh. So it's gevaldik. This is the Baal Amor what?
Lishitoso,
like the Baal Amor. The reason why you're not allowed to go on the Sfina a few days before Shabbos is because what? Is because you're being masa lichadchila pikuach nefesh. And if you're masa lichadchila pikuach nefesh, according to the Baal Amor, that's aser. Because you're going to get stuck. There's going to be some sort of necessity that you're going to need, he thinks, on the ship. It's not going to be so simple, smooth sailing. And you're going to be in order to save your lives, fix the ship or do something, because otherwise we're going to drown, and it's going to be pikuach nefesh. So therefore, you're now, by getting on to the when, but you're making the condition. You're as if you're deliberately creating a situation of pikuach nefesh that is usur.
What's
also to go and travel into the midbar, chol makom sakana, any makom sakana. It has nothing to do with ships. According to the other shitas, Rabbi Zayin, it's all specific to the nature of the ship. Masha'inkin, according to the Baal Mor, right? According to the Rip Shita, Rabbi Zayin, tafkayin and Shabbos, it's seasickness. According to the Baal Mor, has nothing to do with ships. It's any makom sakana. The chol makom sakana sha'adam asid lechalul boas haShabbos. That's included in this gemara of ein mafligim b'sfina. Yeah, Isaac.
Why does he make the chiluk between Tovan on Wednesday
and? Oh, beautiful. So the velt as the kasha, frek the stipler, frek the alachroinim. If the Baal Mor is really right, and the riff is incorrect over here. And it's not about seasickness over here. It's not about tchumen. It's not about amir la'akum, but it's about what?
Being masl.
It's about being masl of Chol Shabbos. So why should that make a difference whether it's Kame Shabbos or not Kame Shabbos? It should be usur to ever create the Balmor Shita, Lishitaso. If we're really going to make a Lishitaso, Balmor Shita is you can never condition yourself to put yourself into a matzav of pikuach nefesh. So it should make no difference, like Isaac saying, whether or not I'm a few days before Shabbos or I'm longer than that.
It doesn't matter. That's for everything. That's for everything.
The purpose is that he's going to stay on Shabbos. He might get stuck on the boat on Shabbos.
Huh?
I don't think he's saying that he's always going to stay on the boat until Shabbos comes.
You're saying the chiluk of the Gemara is by Wednesday we knew he was going to be on the boat on Shabbos, so he's going to be master of Gemara.
Might,
earlier,
he gets stuck
so I think we should be a little clearer. No. He's saying you're setting up a situation of chiluk Shabbos. Sounds like you're going to be on the boat. So that's being masked, then that's aser. So I would say a different chiluk. I would say depends on when you're getting off the boat.
Yeah. You have to make a mezuzah that. Why can't you say the same adult? You shouldn't get pregnant because maybe you'll have a kid on the child. There needs to be certain laws that child prevent as much as we can, but in the adult.
I mean, doesn't the Baal HaMor hold that this is an iser de
oraisa? So then you shouldn't be able to have a kid because then it might.
No, if he holds it, I'm actually creating a matzav chol Shabbos. Depends on the situation. Having a kid, there's no reason to assume that I'm trying to be matzav chol Shabbos.
I don't have to. It's not just meaning.
I know going in here that this is going to be a problem.
This should be. This
you know, the Gemara talks about the Hasidim that they tried to time themselves that they shouldn't have a delivery on Shabbos.
They should have.
They did.
Why is it?
You're not mechuyev to do it. Though.
Meaning it should be for all the other cases too, unless we're just saying those shitas weren't like the Baal HaMor.
No, they're against the Baal HaMor, which is not a pella. Rabbi said the Rif disagrees with the Baal HaMor. Is that a shock to everyone? No, the Rif is not going to hold like the Baal HaMor because the Rif disagrees with the Baal HaMor and the other sugya.
You ask the same question on everyone.
Why?
Why does the Mir Lakum not apply?
No, the Rif's shita is that you have to get used to the boat. It's seasickness. It takes a few. That's the shita.
That's how it works.
Yeah, that's how it works. First few days, you're a little nauseous, and then you'll be fine. You have Onan Shabbos.
What about the one?
Makes a lot of sense. I thought the riff makes beautiful sense.
For sure, when we ask Mir Lakum, that doesn't make a difference. Wednesday or Tuesday or Monday.
So I have to look at that, at the Lashon of the Rishonim by Mir Lakum. I was just quoting it from memory. How did they split that? I thought it was the Ramban. I'll get back to you on that. So what's the answer over here? Everybody said, this is the Veltz Kasha. So I think there's a tremendous difference. I don't think you have to know anything to be mechalik. What do you say? What's the difference? What's the difference, Chaver?
You said one of them is from last Shabbos, and one of them is new, like the next Shabbos. See that?
Well, what does that make a difference?
Meaning if you go on Wednesday, it's already closer. We said that's from Wednesday on is already part of Shabbos.
Well, but why should it make a difference? If you know for sure you're going to be on the boat on Shabbos, it should be usur, or even then also. This is the sheep of the Baal HaMor.
There's less of a chance for something to go wrong. You're still in last Shabbos.
Meaning, you're not worried about breaking next Shabbos.
It's going to be the same thing. Why?
You're still in last Shabbos.
We're still in last Shabbos. You're not worried about breaking next Shabbos.
I think there's two chilukim, Rabbi say, that you could all come up with. Let's go, Chara.
The boat is most dangerous.
I don't think so. I don't think that's true. Anyone boats here? Anyone ever go on a boat? Yeah?
Yeah.
Jonah? Boat's more dangerous the first few days? No.
Is there a Hazaka working?
I don't think so. Come on, Chebra. Take a second. Let's get some more awkward silence and let's think a little bit.
Maybe you could like to prep more for Shabbos?
Well, Maisi, he thinks whenever you go on a boat, if you're planning to be on Shabbos, you're master chilul Shabbos. Shita's Baal HaMor is that's awesome.
Maybe there are ways to prevent.
There are ways to prevent. So whatever day it is, it's Wednesday or it's Tuesday, who cares?
It takes a long time to prevent the dangers. I don't know.
So first of all, Rabbi Yisai, we never really analyzed. There's a big question amongst the Achronim. This being masne lechadchila. The makom pikuach nefesh. of the Balamor telling you that tells us, is that an Issa D'Oraisa? Is that an Issa D'Rabbanan? Meaning, the fact that you're now going to do something and you're going to have a heter. So it's not clear that that's a violation of the D'Oraisa. We've assumed up until now that you don't have a heter to close Mefesh then. Or you're doing something Asur Min HaTorah. I didn't stipulate it otherwise, but some Achronim argue that, first of all, to begin with, even the Baal HaMor, who was Machmir, he was saying that it's Asur Min HaRabbanan to set this up. But he wasn't saying that it was Asur Min HaD'Oraisa.
What
yeah.
D'Oraisa is not?
Chilul Shabbos.
Which part? The Pikuach Nefesh part?
You're now doing something.
The Masna part.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
So if it's just the Rabbanan, the Rif says that this is only talking about the case when it's the Dabar Mitzvah. Maybe the Dabar Mitzvah is still about the Rabbanan.
Oh, so for for Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to do it even from Wednesday on. That's a raya, but that's a raya. The fact that we're makel in a Dvar Mitzvah, Rav Osai, which also is a big game changer in terms of when a person might be able to, you know, rely on this, is that for a Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to. The Rama writes, when he quotes this din of Ein Mafliga Misvina, he says, and this is important, Maror Machmir, but he quotes the Mordechai, for a Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to go on even within the 3 days close to Shabbos. This is a Dvar Shus. So the Rama says, and the, quotes the Mordechai, what is a Dvar Mitzvah? A Dvar Mitzvah is making a parnasa for your family. It's one of the areas in Shulchan Aruch that you see supporting your family and making a living is a Dvar Mitzvah. And that we would even override the din of Ein Mafligin. This din of whatever, however you're going to define it, whatever definition it is, that it's going to apply in a situation of a Dvar Mitzvah, and that's going to apply to Dvar Mitzvah. But what Gilad's pointing out is that if you would say that the Dvar Mitzvah is mutter, it has the implications that we're only talking about potentially an Issa D'Rabbanan. So it could be that that works well with understanding that the Baal HaMor Shita being Masnel L'Chilul Shabbos was only an Issa D'Rabbanan to begin with. But Rabbi Yisai, again, even if you bring it down to an Issa D'Rabbanan, L'maisa, there's a stira. Why before Wednesday would be mutter? If you hold the Baal HaMor that you could never be Masna when you know that there's going to be Chilul Shabbos. So, Jonah, you have an answer?
No, an add-on question.
Yeah.
So why, according to the Baal HaMor, we're trying to say that that the reason is because he's Masna to be Chilul Shabbos, but for a Dvar Mitzvah, you would be allowed to. Why by Mila would you not be allowed to?
What
do you say?
Yeah, excellent. So Jonah's saying, if by here you're saying with Dvar Mitzvah it's going to be mutter, which the Gemara says, so then why don't we just upschlug the whole Baal HaMor Shita and say that by Mila it should be mutter l'tzarech Mila. Excellent. Rabbi Yisai, you have to come with a chiluk in order for this not to be a stira in Baal HaMor's. So there's one of two options, in my opinion. Yeah, you have an answer, Oren? Think about it, Chevra. Chevra, close your eyes and think. What's the difference between these two cases?
Can it just be the shear?
Is that one of them, is a different likelihood that you're going to get off before Shabbos?
Say a little.
When you don't have to do on Shabbos.
Like when you go on, when you go, like what's
I don't know if you have to be as specific as what you're saying.
On Shabbos versus not on Shabbos.
Meaning?
Yep.
Excellent.
Are you going to?
Oren, well, that's the first deal with Oren saying. It's not, you're pinning me into a corner. You're saying the likelihood you're going to get off before Shabbos. Why do you even have to say that? Why don't you say, there's no necessarily likelihood that you're going to have to be Mechala Shabbos. This all is a big, big question mark. Who says that there's going to be a need to be Mechala Shabbos? There's a chance.
That doesn't explain 3 and 4.
There's a chance. So, no, Memela, so over here, in chances... So we said that close to Shabbos, we should be machmir on this chance. And therefore, it's not going to be the classic violation of avadai chilul Shabbos. In the case of Mila, Rabbi Yisai, there's no question, ishtap b'chamima, we're going to have to use the water to heal this baby, and there's a vadai pikuach nefesh that we're setting up. So perhaps we can make chilukim in being masna and setting up pikuach nefesh lechatchila in a situation where we're going to be vaday mechilul Shabbos, versus where we're going to be Suffolk Mechal Shabbos. So that, I think, is one clear distinction between these two cases that make this Balamor not necessarily a stira to what he said when he paskin legabe mila. Another chilek which Bluestein is saying is perhaps even if it was vadai, it's not about whether or not over here we're going to be mechalal b'safek or mechalal b'toris vadai. The shaila is when are we making this decision, Rabosai, to be masne or to uproot chilul Shabbos, Rabosai? When is this happening? Is it happening what? On Shabbos? Or is it happening before Shabbos? Perhaps the stakes, and we're much more machmir, and Jonah, this will answer your question, in a situation where you're making that condition on Shabbos itself, so then that's already much more chomer. So memela, we're going to say, even letzarech mitzvah, we're going to say, no matter what, you're not allowed to set up this situation because you have the chiyuv of Shabbos already that's blocking you from entering into this matzav of lechatchila, violating Shabbos and creating a situation of pikuach nefesh because you're mechuyuv in Shabbos. You're a bar chiyuv already. Shabbos set in. So one of the chiyuvim of Shabbos is to make sure that I'm not setting up lechatchila matzav pikuach nefesh. Masha enkein, in the situation of ein mafligim esvina. So yeah, Midr Rabbanan, they said, when it's close to Shabbos, be aware of Shabbos, that's closer to the Chiyuv of Shabbos. But at the end of the day, and also Gabi Jonah's question, L'tzarech Mitzvah, at the end of the day, are you Mechuyuv in Shabbos yet? When you're deciding to be Masneh, are you violating Shabbos yet? Are you uprooting the Chiyuv that's already Chal on you of Shabbos? The answer is no. It's a few days before Shabbos. It's a few days before Shabbos, and Shabbos technically hasn't set in. Okay, Midr Rabbanan, they call these days Kameh Shabbos, that it, for a non-Tzarech Mitzvah, we should tell you that you should now be more makbid about what you're setting up yourself into for a future Chilul Shabbos. But in terms of what the Baal Mor's Cheshbin was in Rabbi Elazar de Mila, that a Gemara in Erevin about being Masna L'Chadchila to violate Shabbos, that's not what the Gemara in Emach Fligin was talking about. Here it's way before Shabbos, so perhaps the Isser of the Baal Mor, where he argued with the Rif, Legabe the Sugya in Erevin, from yesterday, was only in a situation where a person has already entered into Shabbos. Shabbos is already something that he's mechuyev in, and then for him to make a decision to go ahead with his mila, and now to create a future pikuach nefesh, that would be more severe in a situation where Shabbos is already chal, as opposed to a person prior to Shabbos. Yeah.
I thought that Isaac's question was just why did it make a difference about more if it was Wednesday or Sunday?
No, that is the question. Meaning, once the Baal Mor Shita is that it's always usher, so then how could we be mechalek? It should always be usher. So now we made chilukim within the Baal Mor Shita in general, in Rabbi Elazar de Mila, and this Baal Mor over here.
But Thursday is still not Shabbos.
Correct. That's why we're going to be making Letzarech Mitzvah, but Letzarech Tvar Rishos, we're going to be machmir, because it's getting closer to Shabbos. But it's never going to be a stira and a violation of what the Baal Mor was saying in the other sugya and erevin, that there it would be usher always, even shalei letzarech mitzvah, or isar even letzarech mitzvah, because there the Shabbos was already chal on you. So one of those two explanations, Rabosai, will shed light on the Baal Mor Shita in terms of how we would fit this in to his explanation of Ein Mafligin B'Sfina in order not to be a stira in the Baal Mor. And in general, Rabbi said this is a very, very important question in terms of had a paskin. If you want to share, Isaac, the shach that discusses La Halacha, that he was talking about being Malager within a few days before Shabbos, you know, whether or not that's in Shulchan Aruch, where he brings up this debate between the Ramban and the Baal Mor about elective surgeries, also within a few days before Shabbos, that you know a person's going to be in a matzav of pikuach nefesh, and you don't have to do that chilul lechatchila. So that all gets into this machlekes and how we paskin, legabe this machlekes, the Baal Mor, the Rif, and the Ramban on this sugya. So it's a fascinating sugya, Rabbi Isai, just to close up the sugya in Erevin, and this last taisvis on chesem and beis. And now we finally finish the Mekoiris and the Sugyos on the Bechina. We will start Chazara, Rabbi Isai, pound Chazara. And I hope that you know, sometime maybe later next week, we can already shoot for Bethinas, so we can get some sugyas before the end of the year, Rabbi Yisai, to go back and to into Maseches Gittin. Any questions?
Yeah,
first of all, let me rephrase that. Is everyone going to be here tonight at the Chagiga? Yeah?
No.
We got no on this side of the room, and yes on this side of the room.
I'm going. I'll come.
I'll go for party.
Okay. Good. Okay.